You know, the internet produces a jam once in a while. It's like, it's not ever going to be on the radio or nobody's ever going to put it on their playlist. Most people won't put it on their playlist. One person in the room is about to put this on their playlist. I don't know who did it, but you know, we talked about Wawa's in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and the surrounding areas. Down south, Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's.
And Buc-ee's is so big.
Buc-ee's
there's not
huge.
One for like 150 miles, and I see billboards for it here all the time. It might be further than 100.
Yeah, I think it's in Ohio.
I thought it was 400
like 444
something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, it's in Ohio because it's like my halfway point on my way home.
Yeah. But this is the Buc-ee's AI Jam.
I'm running low on fuel, and you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Buc-ee's, and you already know I'm gonna need a buggy. Cause baby, I'm about to give them all my money. These toilets so dang clean, they make me wanna get some brisket and a sweet iced tea. I'm feeling perky off this turkey. Oh, I'm feeling green. Yeah, I might just have to work here. Do you know what I mean? It's a southern thing. Ain't no place for your peace, so bring your buddies and all your money. That beaver's king of the road trip country. Yeah, we get lucky when we see Buc-ee's. Whatever you need here, it's not very far, cause they got stuff for your home. It's stuff for your car.
This sounds like if you told me this was a country song and just said, oh, it's the new one by blah, 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 someone I didn't really know, I'd be like, oh, I guess they really like Buc-ee's. That guy did that Applebee's song.
Maitland's got an Maitland's got an ear-to-ear grin. She's so happy.
Are you delighted?
I love Buc-ee's so much. I could live there.
You could work there.
You would do a road trip just to go to a Buc-ee's.
I think so.
You?
Yeah. No. Or I'd go out of my way on a road trip to go to one.
By how many miles?
Quite a few.
What makes it amazing for those who have never been there?
It's a really fun environment.
It's always packed.
You know this sounds dumb, right?
Yeah. Yes, it does. It does.
This is like you saying, oh my God, Walmart's the day after Thanksgiving. If I could have that every day, I would. It sounds awful.
Yeah. But yeah, you pull up and there's a million gas pumps. And
it is amazing.
Already you're like, wow. And then you park in front of it and you walk in and this little beaver logo is just everywhere, and they've got funny little t-shirts that say stuff about beavers, and you're like, like that. And they've got toys and earrings and all kinds of stuff with
toys
this
and
little
earrings. Like that.
With this little beaver on it.
And their brisket's
great,
good, right?
Little tchotchkes. They make brisket there, and when it comes out, they go, brisket on the board! And then everybody goes, fresh brisket on the board! And you're like, yes, give me some of that damn brisket.
So it's like Cold Stone Creamery meets a gas station, meets
yes.
a Walmart.
And then they have jerky. They got these things called beaver nuggets, which I think are just like puffed corn
or
things.
Testicles.
You can get Buc-ee's brand salsas, jams, steak seasoning. And then, yeah, they got snacks and all your other regular convenience store needs.
It's great.
Isn't the inside of the Buc-ee's, it's often like the size of a big box store, right?
Yeah, and their bathrooms are massive and beautiful. They're
okay,
so clean, and the doors have lights on or lights above them that tell you if they're occupied
okay.
or not.
Oh, yeah. Now you got me. Having a superior bathroom for a gas station, like that's the win.
I mean, I understand the appeal if you are actually on a road trip and you see one, you go, well, I'd like to go there because they have clean bathrooms. Everything else is at the store that's a mile from my house.
No, they don't have stuff with Buc-ee's logos on them.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's true. I can't get
same.
Hilarious beaver earrings, I guess, maybe at my local
I have two pairs
store.
Of these damn beaver earrings.
Yeah, if you're
I
not
just
getting
assumed that.
Beaver from or biscuit from your beaver, brisket from your beavers, then you're messing up on your gas stations here. Mm-hmm. They're too good. I love that gas station. They've got great chicken salad sandwiches.
Do they?
Oh, yeah, their whole deli section is... So good. It really is. It's stupid. Every time I go through, I think it's like Southern Ohio or like West Virginia or something. I'm always like, oh, there's a Buc-ee's up here. I'm going to give me something.
Yeah, it looks like Buc-ee's North is near Columbus. And then there's one in mid-Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. There's one between Houston and Texas A&M that we go by on the way back, and it's usually nighttime when we're on the way back.
They're open.
And it's open, and there's so much light from it. It feels like you're coming to a town, and then that's the only thing at the exit. It's pretty remarkable.
We haven't
stopped yet. They have the best roasted pecans, I'm told.
Yes, and they're toasted cashews, too.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous.
This text from 616, which is West Michigan, where we are. Mm-hmm. See my area code. I've spent $800 at Buc-ee's this year alone during my three visits. What?
Three visits?
I mean, oh man, now
are you a trucker and you're stopping there for gas? Because then, yeah, that adds up pretty quickly. But
now Dollar General's getting into the gas station business.
Who cares? We're talking about Buc-ee's.
Well, somebody just said this is a challenger. I don't think it is.
No.
I mean, it might be. And maybe they'll have 200 pumps.
There is a new chain, kind of they're trying to start a very similar thing. It's called Wally's. And their whole theme is kind of 1970s Great American Road Trip kind of vibes. I think their logo's a bear. It's very cute. Mm. I love it.
I saw that once and I thought, are they trying to steal that from Wally's World on Vacation? Wasn't that where they went?
Yeah, Wally World. Wally World.
Because
and maybe.
Yeah.
That was a moose, though. So.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
An Iowa man, speaking of gas stations and fun regional ones, this one has just come to here, but Howings and I have been giggling about this name for years from when we lived in Omaha, and it was on the corner across from a Pump and Munch. And I'm talking about Come and Go, spelled K-U-M and Go.
Yeah.
But yes, in Omaha, at one point, probably still there, Pump and Munch on one corner, Come and Go on the other.
Wow.
Well, I mean, where my
and then a church and a Planned Parenthood on the opposite.
My apartment complex was within a 1 mile radius. There was a Come and Go, a Pump and Munch, and an In and Out.
Yes. Not the fast food.
And not the fast food. It was a gas station.
Well, an Iowa man.
I mean, it was very erotic.
Was arrested. Outside of a Come and Go in Iowa City. Guess what he was arrested for? Doing exactly what it says you're supposed to do.
I mean, he was leaving.
When I go to a Come and Go, I always come and then I go.
Yeah.
That's how it usually works.
They certainly don't want you to stay there.
No.
Or go and come.
That's
It doesn't make sense, though.
I think this guy did it backwards. That Ooh. Just based
yeah,
on the mugshot.
Did do it backwards.
Did it backwards.
I think he got it in his hair.
He did.
Some of the go.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, he is covered in go.
Yeah, so much.
Oh, my God, I'm going to go so hard right now.
Oh, come and gunge.
A new gas station starting now.
Gunge and go.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, that's better.
The alliteration hits.
It does.